With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States and the EU agreeing today to a trade deal, setting a 15% tariff on most goods. That announcement preventing higher import taxes on both sides that might have sent shockwaves and an economic war all around the world. President Trump and European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen's private meeting culminated months of bargaining. The White House deadline Friday nearing for the imposing punishing payoffs, tariffs, on the 27-member EU. That has now been avoided. President Trump says Japan has given him, as part of a new trade framework, $550 billion to invest in the United States. It is, however, still subject to negotiations. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says it's likely Senate Majority Leader will be forced to delay breaking for the August recess as Democrats refuse to confirm key Trump nominees.
What I think they ought to do is, what if I had to guess, Thune will do, which is he'll keep them in, moving nominations for a few days, and eventually the Democrats will come to some kind of an agreement. And they'll get a number of the non-controversial nominees, and then they can go home.
And Talon says Majority Leader John Thune will have to play his cards very carefully if he hopes to confirm Trump nominees and also to allow members to break for the August recess.
Now, the constraint on Thune here is if Republicans start to leave, because, of course, he's got to have the votes on the floor. So he's got to make certain that he can hold 51 votes in Washington. But I feel pretty sure he can do that.
And this is SRN News. Another city takes a strong stand for life.
Hooks, Texas has become the 59th municipality to declare itself a sanctuary city for the unborn. Lawmakers in Hooks have voted to outlaw all abortions within their borders and make it illegal for anyone to transport a girl from Hooks to another location for an abortion. The state of Texas has an abortion ban of its own. The idea for unborn sanctuary cities came from liberals who had taken to declaring their localities sanctuary cities for illegal aliens in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Pakistani court has ordered an investigation into the abuse of the country's draconian blasphemy laws. Islamabad High Court telling the government to form a special commission to probe allegations that the laws are often used to settle petty scores and to persecute Christians. Additionally, police say there are groups that manufacture a number of blasphemy charges. This is SRN News. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says the past 4 years of Biden policies, including sky-high inflation, leaving many young workers to lose about 20% of the value of their savings.
Meanwhile, we've seen home prices absolutely explode. We've seen the interest rates on mortgages also hit the highest in literally decades. So all of this combines to create a situation where young people simply can't get ahead.
And he says the dream of home ownership seems out of reach for many young workers.
Because now they can't even save more money for a down payment on a house because their rent is so high, their groceries are so high, their transportation costs, their insurance is so high, et cetera. Young folks today are basically just on a treadmill.
Massive deal. FCC has given the green light to an $8 billion merger of Paramount Global and Skydance Media. More details at srnnews.com.